Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Audio presents The Point of the Deal, How to Negotiate When Yes is Not Enough. Written by Danny Ertel and Mark Orton. Read by Eric Sinistvet. Preface. Yet another book about negotiation? What would possess us to think we have something new to say? In part, the sheer volume of books out there that in our view focus on the wrong thing, doing deals. Unless nothing else matters once you sign the deal, treating the negotiation as if it were only about doing a deal may be setting yourself up for failure. When actually implementing, not just signing the deal matters, then a lot of the usual debates over whether to be a collaborative negotiator or a power negotiator, whether to start with no or get to yes, whether to create value or claim value, pale in comparison to making sure that the deal you negotiate can actually accomplish what you intend. Otherwise, what's the point? It is true that in some deals, implementation is wholly irrelevant. For example, in day trading. But if you negotiate deals where implementation is key, they're pointless unless the parties do something together after the agreement is signed, then this audiobook is for you. It is also true that, all other things being equal, if you could get a little more rather than a little less in a deal, you would seem to be better off. Over the years, however, we have found that when negotiators focus their attention on getting a better deal, they sometimes lose sight of something more important, the point of the deal itself. It's not that trying to do a little better has to mean that you damage your ability to implement. You could certainly do not just a little but a lot better and have a deal that can be implemented effectively. But when your energy and attention are focused on the deal, rather than what will happen as a consequence of the deal, you will inevitably reap less value and more frustration. The other thing that has stood out for us over the years is how little advice is available to those who are concerned about not only how to negotiate personally, but also how to manage other negotiators and how their organization as a whole negotiates. Negotiation is at the heart of how most organizations relate to the outside world, for example, through sales, procurement, partnerships, alliances, and compliance, as well as how things get done between and among different departments. If you
sample complete. Ready to continue?